Bill, I want to tell you and Taylor was down on the field like I always am. Different tonight than it was last week. Last week, there was a lot of emotion. The coaches were hyped and everything. Today, it was like, we've got a job to do. We're not going to get excited about it. Let's just go out, workmanship game, and go out and put our work in and get it done.
Yeah, I hope that isn't misconstrued as us coming out flat tonight. We got to stay focused. Anybody can be beat on any given day, and the Vikings have really got to stay focused tonight. We got to do well tonight. We want to build on tonight's game for the rest of the season. We talked about in the pregame building on each week. We want to build on each week, Wes. And I think last week we got to throw it away. Don't worry about it. It happened. We'll get a chance in 360 days ish, 359 days, somewhere in that range, to replay that ball game, and we got to get ready for tonight's ball game.
We do. And Taylor, what are some of the things that you've heard this week that the team has really been working on to improve over last week?
Coach Mack said in the pregame that special teams was one of the biggest emphasis this week.
That's a word, by the
and,
way.
And that they are going to show much improvement in special teams tonight. And I think we had a lot of points scored on us last week in special teams, West. So it's got to be what we strive for tonight. And it's time for toe to meet leather, my friend.
It sure is. And set to kick off for the Bears is number 88, Jalon Malcolm, back deep for our Vikings is Devon Kyle, number 13. And on the far side is Justin Smith. And there's the kickoff on the ground. They skip it. Something that Valdosta did. Kyle picks it up. He's at the 25, up the middle at the 30. Comes there to our side at the 35, spins, and he'll fall down somewhere around the 47, 48-yard line. Taylor?
Yeah, what you got to watch for is what happened last week. You don't want that ball to hit one of the up men and really distract, maybe even an onside kick type play. Squibbed it right through. Good job there by Tavon, picking it up and getting positive yards. Had a little bit of a wall set up there to the home side. Got good field position to start the game.
They say his knee went down at the 39, so that's where they'll set him down at. First and 10 for the Vikings. Barrett in the backfield. He has Tisdale in the backfield with him. He's in the Barrett in the shotgun. Since Tisdale to the far side of the field, looks, throws out in the flats. Tisdale makes the catch, turns the corner, trips, steps down the sideline. There's a flag down, and we may have a hold on the far side already.
Brought Tisdale in motion across towards the visitor side. Good job out there blocking by the receivers. Threw it out to him. Good job getting upfield by Tisdale. Ready to see his speed. We got laundry on the dirt, Wes.
We sure do. And this, an old, most of these guys, old officials from the All-Star Officials Association. They called a hold against our Vikings out at the 45. Mark it back 10 yards to the 35. So that'll make it first and 14.
Yeah, luckily that was holding downfield, so we did get the progression. They're not going to bring it back as far, but going to replay the down beyond the chains, Wes.
First and 14 for the Vikings. Ball on the far side of the field. Our first possession. Give it to Barrett. Again, they come around the left side. Tisdale cutting over with the mail. Down the field he goes. He has the first down. They're going to say he's down. Yes, they're going to say he's down as he went down at the 46-yard line of the Bears. He come around the right side and picked up a lot of yardage.
Yeah, gave it to Tisdale right off the right at the A gap, really, maybe the B gap. Got upfield real fast. I think his knee was down. He did get the first down. Coughed the ball up, though, when he hit. And it's going to be a first down, though, Wes.
Vikings quickly to the line of scrimmage. The Sons of Thunder, that offensive line, up over the ball. Barrett in the shotgun. Splits his receivers. Twins to the left. Singles receiver to the right. Drops back. Looks downfield. Got a man open. That is Tyson Harris. Makes the catch at the 15 into the end zone. And touchdown, Vikings.
46-yard pitch and catch. The offensive line did a great job giving him plenty of time. Tyson Harris got behind the DB. Easy touchdown there, Wes.
Yes, sir. That should be 46-yard touchdown pass.
11:13 to go in the first quarter, and we have our first points of the game. Barrett passing complete to Tyson Harris.
Caleb Burns the hold. Waiting on the snap. Ball's down, kicks up, and kicks through. And that's Colton Broom with the extra point. And our Vikings lead 7-0. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. back at the CBC Bank press box here high above Martin Stadium. And the Bears fumble the kickoff, and they recover it at their own, looks like their 16-yard line.
Yeah, Wes, kind of a short kick, hit him on about the 10-yard lines where his feet were, bounced straight forward. We almost had a chance to recover that, but the Bears get back on the ball. They're going to take over their first possession. First and 10 from the, they mark it on the 17, looks like. 11:08 to go. Vikings do lead the ball game 7-0.
McElvain for the Bayside Bears brings them out on the field. He splits his receivers. He's got a back in the backfield with him. We're in a five-man front. Around the right side, and he'll be tackled for a loss. Back around, they put him back at the 14-yard line, so give him a loss of 2 on that. Should be 2nd and 12.
Yeah, they were looking for the read right there. He actually gave it to the running back instead of keeping it, and a swarm of Vikings there to make the stop. Going to be a loss of about 3, maybe 4 on the play. It's going to bring up 2nd and long, Wes. Still, Vikings lead 7-0, 10 minutes and 43 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Guys, that was Elgin Griffin breaking through the line there on a great play by number 90 to make that tackle in the backfield.
And thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. McElvain twins to the right side, to the Bister side, takes a snap, gives it to Gorgeous right in the middle. He tries to get by one man, too. He is tackled. I'm sorry, that is Sidney Archer on the carry. Archer, a very dangerous return man. He took one last week, 83 yards in that 22-20 loss they had in their scrimmage.
Yeah, we could see during pregame he's got some speed, so we don't want to get him in open space. 3rd and long still for the Bears in their first possession. They got to get the ball to the 27-yard line for the first down. Got to think we might be in a little, not I don't want to call it prevent, but maybe the nickel package here to try to get some defenders back for passing down here.
McElvain brings the play in from the sidelines. He's a quarterbacker, Bayside. Twins left, twins right. We're in a three-man front. There's a flag, and we've got waiting to see delay of game. They'll back them up 5 yards. 9:38 to go, first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0.
For your up-to-date high school football scores every Friday night, log on to www.vidasatoday.com. Or just listen to Beckham.
Yep.
Either way. Or us. We'll try to get it. We'll try to get it.
When you're not listening to us, you're listening
to
Beckham. Here come the Bayside Bears out of Palm Bay, Florida. 3rd and 16. McElvain with Archer to his right. Drops straight back. Here comes the rush. He steps up in the pocket. Throws downfield. Looking for one man. It's broken up by number 12. That is
Fred Stewart.
Fred Stewart.
Yeah, good job there by the quarterback for the Bears, stepping up in the pocket. It started to collapse. I thought we might have had a sack there. He throws it out to Kevin Hill just outside of his reach, but Fred Stewart there to break that up.
It'll be 4th down. Stops the clock with 9:13 to go. We send Justin Smith and Devon Kyle back deep. They're standing about our own 45. Punting is Jalen Malcolm. 10 men up on the line of scrimmage for our Vikings. Malcolm in the end zone. Takes a snap. We come after it. Don't get it. Justin Smith off his fingertips. Goes way back deep. Picks it up. Drops it again. He's now got it back at the 25. He's across the 30 to 35. Looking for a hole. 40 still on his feet. Behind one man, two. At the 50. And they pull him back down as he gets back into Bear territory. Somewhere right around the 47-yard line. And I'll tell you what, he made up for a couple of bad mistakes.
Absolutely. The original fumble was about the 45-yard line of Lowndes. We do have a timeout on the play, but he fumbled it twice back to the 30, gained a bunch of yardage back, and we've got a water break. We're going to go down to Marty. Marty, what's it like down there on the sidelines, my friend?
Guys, just like it was in pregame, very excited, very loose. These guys, they came ready to play tonight. They're happy to be here in Martin Stadium. And, you know, that was a big play for our offense to get some confidence with Michael not only making a great pass but having time to throw it, guys. The offensive line, those guys up front did a great job on that touchdown. And then the defense come out and get a negative yardage on the first play there with Elgin Griffin getting a big tackle. And then a good push on 3rd down and Fred Stewart and a great breakup. It's a great way to start for the Vikings.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts supply, sideline update. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence with a Page Engineer Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that last drive was 2 plays, 61 yards. It took off 39 seconds off the clock. Michael Barrett went to Tyson Harris for a 46-yard TD reception. Colton Broom kicked in the extra point to make it 7-0 Lowndes.
Thank you there again for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. Here come our Vikings. Barrett with J.D. Lee to his right. He's in the shotgun. Takes a snap to Lee. Lee right up the middle behind that big offensive line. He's into the backfield. Runs over the free safety as he gets down to the 34-yard line. And I'm going to tell you what, that's what you want to see out of that offensive line. Opening holes for our running back.
Yeah, running it right up the gut there, turning those little legs was Lee, and was able to get the first down, get it across the 35-yard line, first and 10. Vikings 7-0 to get 7-0 first quarter.
Barrett calls for the ball. Gives it to Lee around the left side. He's by one man, two, gets to the corner, turns, still on his feet, across the 30, down to around the 20. I thought they're going to mark him down at the 21-yard line. That looks to be about a 12-yard carry for J.D. Lee, and another first down Vikings.
Yeah, a little speed sweep there to the far side of the field. J.D. Lee getting into space, and when this little guy gets into space, he's real shifty. Good job there getting the first down. Two consecutive first downs for the Vikings.
8:26 to go first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0, but we're down at the bare 21-yard line. Barrett puts Tisdale in motion towards us. Drops back, looks, throws out in the flats. Catch made by Devon Kyle. He's across the 5. Look at him fight and run hard into the end zone. Touchdown Vikings.
All Tavon did there is just find the little bubble in the zone. Good job by Barrett. Good protection. Touchdown Vikings. Just a little curl route. He ran about a 10 or 15-yard curl route. Wide open there in the zone, short of the safety, but behind the linebackers. Good job pitch and catch there. Vikings get on the board, 13-0.
Here comes Broom. We've got Colton. We've got Barnes to hold. Broom to attempt the extra point. They'll wait on the snap. Ball's down, kicks up. It's good. Vikings lead 14-0. We'll take a 60-second break back after this. Back at the CBC Bank press box. And Vikings kick it into the end zone. And they will take over first and 10 from the 20. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the base for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
West, that drive was three plays. Went for 47 yards. Took 43 seconds off the clock. Michael Barrett to Tavon Kyle for a 21-yard TD reception. Colton Broom kicked the extra point through. Good. Make it 14-0 Lounge.
And that is your Page Heating and Air Drive recap. McElvain brings the Bayside Bears out on the field. He has two receivers, far side, two near side. Got a man in motion. That's Archer. Nope, he keeps it play action. He gets back to the 20. He might pick up half a yard because he ran into a whole host of Vikings.
Yeah, let's go down to Marty. He had a quick little note he wanted to give us after that last extra point.
Absolutely, guys. Colton Broom tonight, number 30, the junior. He's kicking our extra points for us this week in practice. They said he had a great week. They said just like the light, just the switch just went off, and he had a great week of practice. They said one night, towards the end of practice, listen, he was just making every kick, and Coach Mack said, we're going to stay here until you miss one, son. And they said they were here a long time.
And, Marty, we thank you for that equipment sideline parts, that equipment parts supply sideline update. McElvain in the shotgun, calls for the ball, looks, throws out in the flats, catch made, but receiver immediately knocked down. It'll be a 4-yard pitch and catch. That'll make it a 3rd and 6 as the Bears move it out to their own 24-yard line.
Complete out to DeCorey James, but his knee was down. We saw that last week against the Wildcats where you throw it out to the receiver's knees down, wasn't able to get upfield. We were there to make the tackle anyway, but it's going to bring up 3rd and about 5, maybe 6.
That's where they mark it. They move him out to the 25, 7:05 to go first quarter. Vikings leading 14-0. The first two times we've touched the ball, we have put it in the end zone. Bears taking their time. Play clock down to 10. McElvain in the shotgun. Archer to his left. Takes, looks, again throws out in the flats. Catch made. And he turns upfield. He's going to be awfully close to the first down as they run him out of bounds. They mark him just across the 30. And I think the Bears just picked up a first down.
Yeah, Archer really just kind of got out in the flats. Good pitch and catch there. Enabled the receiver to get a block on our cornerback, and it is going to be enough for the first down. Bears get it across the 30 to the 31. They're going to cut marking on the 30. It's going to be just enough for the first down. Vikings still leading 14-0. 6:36 to go in the first quarter.
First and 10 from the 30. Ball on the far hash mark. I tell you what, I can't even talk tonight. Bears going from right to left on your radio dial. Two receivers near side. Two receivers far side. McElvain with DeGorgeous in the backfield. Takes a snap, gives it to DeGorgeous. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage and driven back. And they'll say they hit him behind the line, and he'll lose a yard back to the 29.
Ask for a doctor. There's a doctor in the house. 25-yard line.
Section 8 on the 45-yard line of the Lounge stand.
Little emergency in the stands that they've got somebody that might be having some issues with.
Second and 11. Ball on the far hash mark. Again, the goat, the gorgeous in the backfield. Play action. He keeps it, throws out in the flats. Behind the line of scrimmage, catch is made out to the 30, across the 31, immediately pulled down by number 28 of our Vikings. That is Tamir Moore.
Yeah, good little misdirection there. They faked the handoff going right. They threw it out to the man in motion, number 7. Good job getting upfield. We were there to make the tackle, though. It's going to bring up 3rd and long, Wes.
3rd and 9. The ball across the 30 at the 31-yard line. 5:25 to go here in the first quarter. DeGorgeous and McElvain. You know how I know his name's DeGorgeous?
Because Marty asked him.
Marty told me.
That's right.
He said, call him DeGorgeous. The Georges. Oh, well, those whistles are blowing.
I think it's going to be another delay of game, Wes.
It is.
No, hold on, hold on. No, they called timeout before.
We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the CBC press box, 5:05 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings are leading 14-0. It is 3rd and 9 for the Bears, their 3rd possession. And they will come out. They've had 1 first down to the Vikings' 5. Ball on the near hash mark. Bears going from right to left on your radio dial. The Georges just to the left of McElvain, the quarterback for Bayside. Bayside calls for the ball. He drops straight back. There comes a rush. He gets by the blitz as we're trying to get to him. He tucks the ball, starts to run, gets up to the 35, and gets no further than there as he goes down. It will be 4th and 5, and they'll have to punt from their own 35.
Yeah, the pocket collapsed really quick. Devon Holmes was chasing him. Good job getting upfield by the quarterback. But we were there to make the tackle. It's going to bring up another punting situation for the Bears. We send back Tavon Kyle and Tyson Harris.
First time we've seen Tyson tonight on a return team. Punter for Bayside standing at the 21. Left-handed kick. Tyson calls for it at the 32. He's across the 35, the 40, the 45, the 50. Still on his feet as he stumbles into Bear territory, and he'll go down at the 47. And that's where our Vikings will take over. 1st and 10 from the Bear 47-yard line as we're at the 421 mark here in the first quarter, leading 14-0.
The turf monster about the beard on the Viking really reached up and grabbed Tyson there, and I think he had some more room to run, but stumbled over his own feet. We're in Bear territory again tonight, Wes, for our starting possession.
There comes Michael Barrett. He'll bring J.D. Lee with him. We'll bring trips to the near side. Devon Kyle, Tyson Harris, and number 14, Jalen Smith. All 3 to this near side sends Xavier Jenkins to the far side. Barrett calls for the ball for the Vikings. Play action. He keeps it right up the middle. He's across the 45, down, fights his way down to about the 43-yard line. A good quarterback keeper to pick up somewhere around 5 yards to make it 2nd and 5.
Read option there with him and Lee. Decided that the end was biting a little too much. He kept it positive yardage. Barrett's going to get across the 45-yard line, bring up 2nd and 6 for the Vikings.
2nd and 6. Ball almost in the middle of the field. Vikings going left to right on your radio dial. They look to the sidelines. They're changing the play. Barrett walks down the line of scrimmage, tells the offensive lineman what they're going to do. Looks at a 4-man front for the Bears, 3 linebackers. Again, play action, keeps it over the right side, runs over one of his offensive linemen, trips, and then runs into a Bear, and he'll pick up maybe 2 yards down to about the 41.
Good job there by Lee selling it. I thought he had the ball. That's what that misdirection, read option's all about. Barrett decided to keep it. Going to bring up a 3rd and short for us. Got to get it west to the 37-yard line of the Bears for a 1st down. 14-0. Vikings are leading first quarter of play.
I'd look for the Vikings to air it out right here. They send twins to the left, 2 receivers to the near side. Barrett has Lee to his left. Vikings call for the football. Rolls left, looking downfield. Got a man open. That's Tyson Harris. Officer, oh, what a catch by Tyson Harris. Did he make the catch? Did he make it? Yes, he did. 1st down, Vikings at the 22.
Yeah, we asked for this a little bit in the pregame. Let's get Barrett rolling out. He was rolling across his body, threw it to Harris. He tipped it up and caught it himself on the sideline. Great job there by Tyson Harris coming down with the reception. We'll get you the yardage in that reception in just a minute. The ball's down to the 21-yard line, 1st and 10.
Great hands, great concentration to pull that ball in. Ball on the far hash mark at the Bear 21. They're in a four-man front. Barrett rolls right for the Vikings. Looks again, throws downfield, and throws just behind Devon Kyle. No, that's 14, Justin Smith. Behind Smith for an incomplete pass. Stops the clock with 2:55 to go here in the first quarter, and Vikings leading 14-0.
Another design rollout, just the opposite of the other way. We rolled it to the home side, threw it just behind Jalen Smith. He was wide open there. Receiver's doing a good job finding the holes in the zone. We just got to make connection with the pass there. It's going to bring up second and 10.
Trips to the home side. Single receiver, far side. Lee just to the left of Michael Barrett for the Vikings. He keeps it, a quarterback keeper. He's got it across the 10 to the 5 into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
Great job there by Barrett. Did not give it to the running back. Just took it to the far side, danced a little bit, got a first down and a touchdown.
Into the end zone. 2:47 to go. Vikings leading 20-0.
Broom again in to check in to attempt the extra point.
Burns the hole. Burns down on one knee now, waiting on the snap. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. Vikings lead 21-0. Take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box, high atop Martin Stadium. Your Vikings jump out to a 21-0 lead, 2 minutes and 47 seconds left to go in the ball game, or excuse me, in the first quarter ball game. What am I talking about, ball game? We do have a water timeout, and this is one of those things that, you know, the GHSA is not playing around with. We saw it in our scrimmage game and even in the Valdosta game. We're taking water breaks to extend timeouts between possessions and between scoring drives, and I think it's a good move.
It is, because you want to keep your players hydrated. Last week, you know, some of the guys were starting to cramp up, and in that kind of humidity, if you don't keep a lot of fluid in you, that's what's going to happen.
Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air drive recap.
All right, Taylor, that drive went for 5 plays, went 47 yards. Michael Barrett ran for 21 yards, touchdown, and Colton Broom kicked the extra point in, make it 21-0 loud.
Thank you for that Page Heating and Air drive recap, Chuck Lawrence. Vikings set to kick off. Back deep for the Bears. There's a nice high end over end kick. Archer takes it at the 10, backs to the 8. He's across the 15, gets hit immediately, and that's as far as he'll get, is the 15-yard line.
Yeah, Darren Chandler there was on the reception, really just sworn by that Viking return coverage team. Mike Gentry on the tackle for the Vikings. So far, I think Coach McPherson's work on special teams has really paid off. It's what we talked about in the pregame show. Special teams kind of clicking on all cylinders right now.
Yes, it has. Bears, first and 10 from their own 16-yard line. 2:38 to go here, first quarter. Vikings leading 21-0. And here comes McElvain. And he'll bring number 7, Sheridan Archer, with him. Archer just to the left of the home side of the field. He has split his receivers. Looks at that 5-2 defense. Takes a snap, gives it to Archer. Archer bounces inside, starts back outside. Now whistle blows. And there is a handkerchief on the carpet. Illegal procedure. Back him up 5 yards. Let's do it again.
Yeah, line judge on the far side. Saw somebody jump. It's going to back Bears up 5 yards. Still first and 15. Your Vikings do lead 21-0. 2 minutes, 35 seconds to go in the first quarter.
McElvain. And I think he's got to get tired. So far, every offensive series, he runs to the sidelines and brings the play in. We'll get Taylor's thoughts on that one, because he is a football man. Back on either side of it, McElvain standing at the 5 in the shotgun for the Bears. Takes a snap. Play action. Looks. There we come. We get a hand on him. And as he starts to throw, we hit him from behind. And the pass is incomplete. Stops the clock with 2:06 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 21-0.
That pocket folded like a cheap tent there, Wes. And it's because Devon Holmes, one of Bill's impact players, was on hot pursuit and able to make the tackle before he could get the pass off. We were in good coverage out here to the near side of the field. It's going to bring up second down and 15 yards to go. Vikings doing a good job up front defensively so far, I think, Wes.
Guys, also checking into the game, another one of our impact players, number 42, Jahari Boone, in at one outside linebacker, and number 46, Jamari Hill, in at the other outside linebacker.
And thank you for the equipment parts supply update there, Marty. McElvain, the starting quarterback, just went to the sidelines. They will bring DeJuris in, and I think DeJuris will move to the quarterback spot now.
Yeah, this is a guy we knew was going to get a lot of touches of the game tonight. I didn't know he was a backup quarterback, but here he is playing quarterback.
In the shotgun in those lime green shoes. Looks at that five-man front for the Vikings. Second and 15, and he calls time. He didn't like what he saw. He calls time for that. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box. Your Vikings still leading the ball game 21 to nothing, 2 minutes and 5 seconds to go in the first quarter of play. And we got a second down and long. We had a quarterback for the Bears go out. I think he is checking back in, though, Wes.
Yep, there he goes. How do you feel about the quarterback going to the sidelines and bringing every play in?
You know, I saw that a minute ago, and it's going to get tiresome. He doesn't go all the way to the sideline, but he goes to the numbers just loud enough maybe for the coach to yell the play to him and then runs back to the – it's taking time. We've seen a delay game so far, and they lost a lot of time there and had to call a timeout too, so definitely delays.
Second 15, McElvain back in, stops, throws way downfield. He's airing it out. We go up and knock it away out at the 45-yard line, incomplete pass.
Justin Smith in coverage. He had a little arm on him there. McElvain, about a 40-yard pass there on the far side of the field, but it was broken up there by Justin Smith. Keep an eye on that arm right there.
Yeah, he does. He has a good arm. But the way they had so much air in it, I thought for a minute we're going to come back and come up underneath that ball and intercept it. And if he does that a couple of times, you'll see that happen. A minute 54 to go here. First quarter, Vikings leading 21 to nothing. That stopped the clock with 1:54 to go. It's a third and 15. The ball on the Bear 11-yard line.
Wes, we check in Xavier Jenkins at safety. I think we're expecting them to air it out a little bit. Get your receivers in there and play a little DB.
McElvain, quarterback keeper. No, he rolls right, stops, looks, throws way downfield. Ball way up in the air, and it'll be out of bounds on our sidelines. Incomplete pass. And the Bears will have to punt.
Yeah, intended for Jalen Malcolm. He's there doing their punting duties as well. We had three guys in coverage, but you know, good job there by the Vikings. Brenton Carter and Jalen Smith there, and Justin Smith right there as well.
The Vikings, I've noticed their punter takes just a little bit of time. Continues to do that. I'd see coach go after one of them.
The punter just walked to the sidelines. Now he's about to run back out on the field. Plenty of time still on the game clock.
We've got Tyson Harris back deep on the near side and Tavon Kyle on the far side, standing about the Bear 45-yard line into the end zone. Nice quick kick. Scribs it off. It hits at the 40. And Tyson Harris picks it up. He's across the 35, and he'll go down around the 32-yard line.
Malcolm had to run back out on the field because the punt team was on, and he was on the sidelines. Probably affected his ability to get a high punt off there. Low short punt. Tyson Harris picks it up, runs it back. Another good field position for the Vikings on their start of play here.
I'm gonna tell you what. Now I think this will be the fourth time in a row that we will have started our drive in Bear territory. We'll start on their 32-yard line. Barrett with Travis Tisdale, the running back. Twins left, twins right. Barrett for the Vikings calls for the snap, drops back, looks, throws out. He's got a man open. It is Xavier Jenkins, makes the catch down around the 3-yard line. The big man went up looking like he's going to do what he's playing college ball, had coverage on him, and pulled it in.
Jenkins did a little poster out there. Good job by Barrett getting it to him. He split the defenders, went up high, and when you got a guy as tall as Jenkins, he is 6'5", it's hard for those little DBs to get up there with him. Exactly what you're supposed to do. Jump high, catch it, come down with it. First and goal, Vikings.
It is first and goal. The ball down at the 2-yard line. Barrett in the shotgun. Calls for the ball. Gives it to Tisdale around the right side by one man. Two. Tiptoes into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
Going to be the first of many touchdowns for Travis Tisdale. 2-yard touchdown run. Vikings go up 27-0, awaiting the extra point. You know, moving the ball at will tonight offensively. Something we were gravely missing last week. But, again, forget about that game. Build on this game. 27-0 Viking lead.
Burns to hold. Broom to attempt the extra point. They're waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. Vikings lead 28-0. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box. Vikings set to kick off from the 40-yard line. There is 55.5 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
West, that drive went for two plays, 32 yards, took 43 seconds off the clock. Travis Tisdale ran in for two yards for the touchdown, which was set up by a 30-yard pass from Michael Barrett to Xavier Jenkins. Colton Broom kicked the extra point in to make it 28-0 left.
Thank you for that page heating air drive recap. High end over end kick. Taken back by the Bears at the goal line. They pick it up. He's across the 5. The 10 goes far side. We trip him up inside the 10-yard line. He goes down around the 7.
Fred Stewart came in there like a missile on a mission. Stopped that missile on a mission. You like that? Stopped him inside the 10-yard line. I thought they were going to get that in the end zone there, but he was able to pick it up, still in play, get upfield. Vikings going to give the Bears not so good field position. Great job there, open field tackle by Fred Stewart.
The first and 10 from the Bears 8-yard line, 43.3 seconds to go. McElvain will bring Bayside. They're out of Palm Bay, Florida, onto the line, onto the field of play. Ball is on the near hash mark. He's got two receivers far side, two near side. Looks like McDonald at running back. Throws out in the flats, passes incomplete.
Intended there for number 88, Jalen Malcolm, running a little out route. Wasn't able to get it off in time for the route to progress. Second 10, Bears, 36 seconds to go in the first quarter.
This has not been pretty for the Bears.
Yeah, we talked about in the pregame the depth that the Bears may be up against. We counted 42 members on their roster, Wes, and, you know, a night like tonight is going to be difficult, and you're going to get tired, and that'll end up showing on the field.
McElvain and the shotgun for the Bears inside the 5. We're showing blitz up the middle. Now he changes the play. Quickly throws out. And we've intercepted the ball at the 22. That's number 3 still on his feet. Takes it into the end zone. He picks 6. Touchdown, Vikings.
Yeah, that was my impact player tonight on defense, Brenton E. Carter. I talked about it. Is he going to be able to get an interception? He got an interception and a pick 6. Brenton E. Carter, about a 20-yard return there. We'll get the actual yardage for you. Good job by Brenton E. going up, getting it. Receiver last year. This year moved him to cornerback. Good job, Brenton E. Carter. Pick 6.
Carter, being a receiver, knows what a receiver is going to do playing that cornerback position. It only helps him.
Usually they put the guys with the worst hands at cornerback, but Brenton E. Carter, former receiver, great job there catching it.
Yes, he does. Dagan Anderson, the long snapper, up over the ball. Burns the hold. Broom to attempt the extra point. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. Vikings lead 35-0. We'll be back after this 30-second break. Back at the CBC Bank press box high above Martin Stadium. Vikings lead 35-0 with 24 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Pujols to kick off. There's a kick. High end over end kick. Taken at the Bear 3. He's across the 5, the 10, the 15. Oh, did he just get his clock cleaned when he got to the 15? And that's where the Bears will take over. Well, let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes. Brenton E. Carter had a pick 6 for 17 yards. And Cole Broom kicked in the extra point, made it 35-0 Lounge.
Colt Broom doing a good job there, using that, making that 12th defender be the sideline, Wes. Putting it really between the numbers and the sideline where they got to attempt to catch it. Really allowing us to really set up a good kick coverage. Vikings are doing pretty well on that so far tonight.
Archer tried to start it up that left side, but then turned and tried to get back to the middle of the field where he could use that speed maybe to get some yardage. And boy, I tell you what, he really got his clock cleaned at the 15.
He did. Good job open field tackling there by the Vikings. Going to be 1st and 10. Ball on the 15-yard line for the Bears.
McElvain back out on the field. He brings McDonald with him at running back. Sends trips to the far side, single receiver near side. Looks at that four-man front. He gives it to McDonald. McDonald up the middle, and he will get absolutely nowhere. Back to the line of scrimmage, so it'll be 2nd and 10 from there. Our defense doing what they want to do with the Bear offensive line.
Yeah, their offensive line's having trouble stopping those big guys up front. Vikings do lead 35-0 into the first quarter. We're going to take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Back at the CBC Bank Press Box. High above Martin Stadium, we are getting ready to start the second quarter. Vikings lead 35-0. It'll be 2nd and 10 from the 15-yard line. Vikings in a 3-man front. McElvain for the Bears gives it to McDonald, the up back. Oh, it's across the middle, down the field. He goes, turns, cuts back, and when he does, he runs right into a Viking trail man, a defender coming up to catch him. If he continues running straight, Taylor, he might have six.
Yeah, DeAndre Edwards really was nothing but green grass in front of him. Decided to try to cut back, and the guy chasing him, and when he did, he ran right back into the defender, able to make the tackle. There was nobody in front of him. Why didn't he just keep running?
Bears' biggest play of the night. They moved the ball out to their own 43-yard line, a 28-yard run. McElvain trips to the near side, single receiver far side. He's on the far hash mark for the Bears. Takes a snap. Gives it to Archer. Archer gets hit in the backfield, back at the 40. Oh, Elgin Griffin come through on a jailhouse break, and the 6'2", 220-pound senior and tackles him for a 3-yard loss. It'll be second and 13 back at the 40.
Yeah, he was a man on a mission with nothing but nasty bringing with him, and he was able to tackle him really about when he handed the ball off, Wes. Brings up second and about 13, maybe 14 on the play. Vikings are leading 35-0 second quarter play.
10:45 to go here in the second quarter. McElvain again will bring three receivers near side, single receiver far side. He has DeJoris in the backfield. Play action, gives it to DeJoris right up the middle. He'll get back maybe to the original line of scrimmage, where it will be third. That's looking like it's going to be a yard short of that. It looks like it's going to be a third and about 11. For up-to-date high school football scores every Friday night, log on to www.valdostatoday.com. Third and 11. 10 minutes to go here in the half. Vikings leading 35-0. Ball on the far hash mark. Bears going from left to right on your radio dial. Wes James along with Taylor Biddle bringing you all the Lounge High football action along with Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers, and the rest of the Viking voice crew. McElvain for the Bears in the shotgun. Again, trips near side. Single receiver far side. We show blitz. Back out. They give it to number four. That's DeJuris around the left side. And he'll pick up 5 or 6 yards. Nope, they're marking him back down at the 46.
Jahari Boone on the stop for the Vikings again. It's speed sweep, able to get the edge on us, and I think he had more than enough room. Good job there, open field tackling by Jahari Boone, one of Marty's impact players. Fourth down, going to bring another punt situation for the Bears.
Bring it out to the 47. Bears to punt them there. We've got Tyson Harris on the far side, Kevon Kyle near side. Their left-footed kicker standing back on his 33-yard line. Seven-man front for our Vikings. Here we come. He gets that left-footed kick away toward the sidelines. Tyson Harris makes the catch at the 30, still on his feet. Comes near side, jumps one man, two. He's across the 40, the 45, the 50. He's at the 45, the 40, the 30, the 20. Cuts back to the field. He will take the mail to the house. Touchdown Vikings.
Flag late on the play. Don't know what it's going to be, but the flag's at about the 5-yard line. Initial look is it's a touchdown, but let's see what the flag is. Tyson caught it on the far side, West, cut it over here to the near side, ran it down the sideline, then cut it back to the middle of the field. He ran probably 100 yards there on a 70-yard return.
Block in the back on the return at the 5-yard line.
Oh, my. And there was nobody around him. No need for that block in the back on the 5-yard line. You block him in the back. Going to negate a touchdown.
And a great run by Tyson Harris. Reminds me of the one he had against Lee County when we were up there several years ago.
Going to mark it from the 3-yard line, it looks like.
Yep.
Points coming off the board there.
Mark it back to the 13. Will it be first and 10 for the Vikings from the Bear 13-yard line with 8:46 to go here in the first half, leading 35-0.
Yeah, they hadn't changed the scoreboard yet. Those points did come off the board. It's going to be first and 10. Ball on the, 14, maybe 15, maybe 13-yard line, Wes?
13-yard line. Send two receivers to the far side, a single receiver to the near side for the Vikings. Michael Barrett, that quarterback for the Vikings, looks at a four-man front. They show blitz off the corner. He takes a snap, gives it to Xavier Jenkins on the jet sweep around the left side. He hits by one man, two, still on his feet as he gets inside the five, close to the first down around the four.
Yeah, stepped out of bounds, going to be short of the first down, Wes, but not too short, 9 yards on the jet sweep there. Xavier Jenkins has got some wheels when he gets in the open field. Good lead blocking out there, too.
Yes, he does. Second and one, the ball at the 5-yard line. They've got to get to the four. As the clock ticks towards the 8-minute mark here in the first half. Again, trips to the near side. Single receiver far side for the Vikings. Barrett, the quarterback, gives it to J.D. Lee. Bounces by one man, two. Trips and stumbles on the turf monster, but he gets down to the two-yard line where it'll be first and goal from the two.
Good jump stop there in the backfield by Lee. That's what you want out of your running back, be able to visualize where the defenders are going to be, and he cut it back. Just really got caught there right before he could get in. Going to bring up
first
down from the two.
Yep.
First and goal.
First and goal from the two-yard line. 7:35 to go here in the first half. Barrett for the Vikings. Calls for the ball. Gives it to Lee around the left side. Looks for a hole. Cuts back against the grain. Spins, turns into the end zone. Another touchdown for our Vikings.
Yeah, J.D. Lee right there got upfield like we wanted him to do. Touchdown by that young man. Two-yard run. Negates a, made a good situation out of a potential bad in a tighter game. Something like that where you block in the back on the three, four yard line after your man's already almost in the end zone, able to still put points on the board. Got to get the mental mistakes out, Wes.
Absolutely. Dagan Anderson up over the ball for the Vikings. Burns the hole. Broom to attempt the extra point. Vikings will be kicking toward the mall. There's the ball. Downson kicks up. It's good. And Vikings lead 42-0. We'll take a 36-second break. We'll be back after this.
Welcome back, Viking fans, to the CBC Bank Press Box. Your Vikings do lead 42-0. 7 minutes, 25 seconds left to go in the half. We're going to go down to Marty for a page hitting there. Excuse me, for a equipment parts supply sideline update.
Guys, a lot of excitement down here on the sidelines. We talked several times tonight about the team coming out ready to play. Certainly focused. Obviously, we're not playing a real strong team, but they come out and they're very crisp, very pure. And this is a pretty good coached football team, guys. When I watched them in warm-ups, they really do know what they're doing. We've just come out on all cylinders. It's a great night for our Vikings so far. Still a lot of football to go. We got to keep up the intensity.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Vikings set to kick off. Bears, two receivers back at the 10. Kicking towards the mall, and that ball's high up in the air, end over end, into the end zone. It'll be a touchback for the Bears. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Wes, that drive went for three plays, 13 yards. J.D. Lee ran a two-yard touchdown. Colton Broom kicked in the extra point to make it 42-0 Lounge.
Thank you, Chuck, for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
I would venture to guess we're going to see some substitutions here, some second-string guys getting some varsity action. And I think we begin seeing that Austin Robinson in at safety for the Vikings, number 15. And then number 22, Terrell Belcher, checking in at cornerback.
McElvay at quarterback. He has number 34. That's DeAndre Edwards running back to his left. Looks at a four-man front for the Vikings. Now a five. That clock down to two. One, and they're fixing to get another delay of game. Nope, they let him play. They give it to Edwards. Edwards over the left side as they try to go into that. Looks like that A-gap there, and he got maybe 2 yards out to the 22. They're going to give him 3 yards, Taylor, out to the 23. It'll be second and seven from there as we head toward the six-minute mark here in the first half.
Yeah, snapped it right when the clock hit zero. I think they're going to let him play, looking at the score, Wes. And yeah, checking in also to the ball game. We got some more guys getting some varsity action. Number 52, Taylor McCauley. Inside linebacker, 5'10", 175-pound. Only a sophomore playing linebacker for us tonight.
McElvain goes to give it to Edwards, and there's a flag. And what do we have? Illegal procedure against the Bears. Other than that block in the back, has there been a flag on our Vikings?
We've been penalized one time for that. Yes, sir. One time. That's the only penalty we got.
They signal... Start the play clock. Ball in the middle of the field. Bears going from left to right on your radio dial. Four-man front for the Vikings on defense. McElvain for the trips for the Bears to the far side. He gives it to Edwards right up the middle. Oh, and you see him get pulled back, but it looked like maybe he grabbed jersey. He grabbed jersey and not face mask.
Yeah, might have got that inside collar, not the back of the collar where a horse collar would be called, kind of the front jersey right there. Turned him around. It would kind of look nasty, though, from the angle. Got a guy with a shoe falling off. We got stuff going everywhere. Tommy Owens is the guy trying to put his shoe back on, third and 10.
Third and 10 for the Bears. The ball still at the 20-yard line. McIlvain, the quarterback for the Bears, standing at the 15 with trips to the near side, single receiver far side, drops straight back. There we come. Flush him out of the pocket. He rolls left, throws downfield, in and out of the hands of the wide receiver down around the 38-yard line, but had he caught it, I think he would have been driven out of bounds.
Yeah, Jalen Malcolm there doing what you want your receiver to do. When you see your quarterback scramble, get back to him so you can see your numbers. Good job there throwing it by the quarterback, but I think you're right, Wes. He would have been out of bounds on the reception. Good job breaking it up by the Vikings as well.
Don't forget the coach's show Tuesday night from the Mill in Remerton. Bears punter, high snap, again left foot, kicks it, lets it spin and hit, bounces. Tyson takes it at the 50, he's across the 45, the 40, comes down the sidelines, the 30, the 20, cuts back against the grade. Oh, this time he stumbles and falls when he hits the 5, otherwise he would return that one for a touchdown.
There's always one or two guys that break you open right there, Wes. Tavon Kyle, good job by that young man downfield blocking. Tyson Harris was trying to get in the end zone again, nobody blocked in the back this time. Only thing that happened is that turf monster grabbed his foot about the 5-yard line, stumbled to the 1-yard line. First and goal Vikings.
First and goal Vikings. With 4:03 to go here in the first half, Vikings leading 42-0. Here comes Barrett. And he brings number 33, Deontay Moore. Little scat back.
They call him Scat.
Takes a snap, looks, throws toward the end zone to Jenkins, and he's out of bounds. Great job. Jenkins went up, caught the ball in the back of the end zone, but his momentum carried him out of bounds, and he couldn't get that foot down. Good defensive play by the Bear cornerback for being back there also.
When Barrett threw it up west, I thought it was too high. Forgetting that Jenkins is so tall, he's able to go up and get it. Just couldn't get that toe down in the green, stepped on the white, just out of bounds. I'd go right back to it here.
And something you rarely see, I'll explain to you in just a minute. Barrett gives the ball to Scatter around the right side into the end zone. Another touchdown for the Vikings.
Yeah.
And one of the rare things that you see, Taylor, at a high school football game, in the first half, we have just stopped the clock. We had a running clock during an incomplete pass.
Yeah, it's the coach's call there, what he wants to do. We're not giving that guy a nickname. Nobody knows him. Just like last year, Boogie, nobody knows his James Cameron. Everybody knows Deontay is Scat. So you'll hear his name called in the future of this season. Scat, number 33, touchdown.
3 minutes to go. Vikings leading. Nothing here in the first half. Waiting on Deggett Anderson snap. There it is. Burns. Oh, they fumble it. And Burns falls on it. And extra point. No good. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the CBC Bank press box. Vikings set to kick off, leading 48-0. 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Eric Paulo set to kick off. The ball on the far hash mark. Steps into it, puts that left foot into it. High end over end kick. Bears take it at the 8, drops the ball, picks it up at the 10. Comes to our side at the 15, gets hit, and immediately goes down at the 9-yard line. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive went for 2 plays, 1 yard. Scat Moore ran it in for the 1-yard touchdown. The extra point was no good to make it 48-0 Lions.
Got a score across town. Valdosta is leading Woodland 13-12, 7:40 to go in the second quarter. We also got word that Ware is tied with Glenn, 10-10.
10-10 at the half.
Last we heard, too, I believe this game is final. The Vikettes do beat the Hillgrove Hawks 9-5 in softball. Way.
Amen for our Vikettes. It'll be 1st and 10 Bears from the 14-yard line. Clock's running, 2:14 as we head toward the 2-minute mark to go here in the first half. McIlvain in the shotgun, twins left, twins right, looks at that three-man front, drops straight back, looks, steps up the pocket, a little dish pass out to Edwards. Edwards gets hit from behind. He's brought down about the 23-yard line. It'll be about an 8-yard pitch and catch. I think McIlvain just rolled out, let McIlvain sneak out in front of him, kind of almost like a shovel pass.
Well, chest pass there to him, enough for the first down. He was able to get the first down, 1st and 10. for the Bears, going left to right. 1:36 to go in the first half. Vikings lead 48-0.
McIlvain calls for the ball for the Bears. Throws out in the flats. Catch made. Nice open field tackle. Oh, ho, ho, ho! Did he get rolled out of bounds by a big old Viking, and now there comes a flag.
Yeah, it might be kind of an unnecessary roughness thing. He got him in, started tackling him infield, but really just kind of grabbed him by his shoulder pads and slammed him. The way the score is right now, maybe kind of a ref decision, I think, in a tighter ball game. That may not be a call they make. Let's see what they call here. Dead ball.
Personal foul. Unnecessary roughness.
Yep. It looked horrible, kind of tackle miss.
It did. It hit him high, rolled him out of bounds, and it kind of looked like a WWF or whatever that is.
Yeah. I mean,
body slam.
It was exactly what it is, but it's going to be a personal foul against the Vikings. Going to bring the ball really probably some of their best field position thus far tonight, Wes.
Kind of resembles what you do to a golf ball when you decide you want to hit one.
Easy.
1:17 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 48-0. McIlvain for the Bears drops back, goes across the field. Oh, and we almost pick it at the 40.
Austin Robinson there in backfield trying to get the pick intended for number 5 for them. Kevin Hill. It's really anybody's ball there when he threw it up across the middle.
Yep, the clock is running. They've gone to a running clock here in the first half. Second and 10 for the Bears from the 42-yard, from their own 42. Two receivers near side, two receivers far side. McIlvain in the shotgun. Looks at a four-man front for the Vikings. Drops straight back, goes out in the flat, and the pass is dropped. He would have been short of the first down. It'll be third and 10. And they should have time for one more play. Coach Shore is down there. Boy, he's getting on that defense. He's saying, go, go, go. Getting after those defensive backs. Edwards in the backfield for the Bears. He's just to the right of McIlvain. Twins left, twins right. Calls for the ball for the Bears. Steps up, throws downfield. And the ball is knocked away. It'll be fourth down, but that may have been the last play of the first half.
Looks like they went back to the exact same play there, Wes, intended for number 5 for them. Seems like a key target for them. But Austin Robinson, that's his second breakup right there. Good job by that young man in the secondary coming up big for us.
Clock's going to run out. Vikings will go to the locker room, leading 48-0. Here, their first home game of the year. And we'll go, they'll wait, they stop it with 3 seconds to go.
Because it's fourth down, I guess. They're not going to let them run the clock out.
Oh, okay. They're going to punt. And look what Coach Mack, well, wait a minute. Well, now we got a timeout. Vikings will take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back to the CBC Bank press box. The Bears will have to punt. Coach Mack says, we're not going to return it. 3 seconds to go. We're going to let you kick it.
They're not kicking.
They're not kicking?
Nope. Unless it's a quick kick.
Oh. So they're going to play. Steps up. There's the horn. Play still underway. Throws the ball way downfield. And we intercept it and take it out of. No, we're still playing.
Brenton and Carter.
Carter again, who had a pick six, still on his feet. Spins. He goes down at the 30. I thought he stepped out of bounds. But the Vikings will go to the locker room leading 48-0. Let's go downstairs to Marty Rogers and Coach Mack.
Coach, you said in pregame you were looking to try to have a perfect night. So far, you're up 48-0. It's not quite perfect, but you got to be pretty proud of your team.
We're executing pretty good, I tell you. We offense, defense, you know, special teams too.
Let's don't leave out the O-line. They've done a good job opening holes, giving Michael Barrett time. Talk about their play.
They've done a really good job. We've got time to throw the ball, and, you know, Barrett's getting better.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
And thanks, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works coaches interview here at halftime as the Vikings lead the Bears of Bayside High School 48-0. It's time now for the Lounge Halftime Show, brought to you by Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services. Whatever life has in store for you, they've got you covered. Benefit Advisors of Georgia at 812 Northwood Park Drive and Valdosta Insurance Services also at 812 Northwood Park Drive. Be sure and get by and see them. Because there's the open enrollment for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. That's going to be in November 1st through January 31st. And then if you just want to talk about insurance coverages, get out there and see Valdosta Insurance Services. Visit them at Valdosta Insurance. Be sure and come by today and learn more about how they can help you with all of your insurance needs. We're going to take a five-minute break here at the halftime show. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about this first half and get you ready for the second half. You're listening to the Viking Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be back after this five-minute break. And welcome back, Vikings, to Martin Stadium. This is the Lounge Halftime Show brought to you by Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services. Joining me here at halftime is Taylor Stubbs. Taylor spends all his day both halves down here at the computer punching in numbers, and so we get a chance to talk about it at the half. Lounge has just dominated here in the first half, but when you look at stats, it's not that big a number because we're getting them off of turnovers, long punt returns, all those kind of things.
Right, you're exactly right. We have two punt returns, which I'm sure are over right around over 100 yards because we've had one return down to the one, and we actually had one return but was called back on a penalty.
Yeah, Tyson Harris didn't look like anybody hit him, but again, we're not right down there. He was in the end zone, and I tell you, unfortunately, he had to pull that one back, and then he had another one almost put in the end zone, and he stumbled. The carpet monster out there seems to be getting up and grabbing a hold of him.
It does. I mean, he fell right. He had to trip up at the five, and he stretched out all he could, and he couldn't quite make it. They marked him down on about the six-inch line.
Yeah, it was. He wanted that return, though, that's for sure, and really should have had that, but unfortunately a block in the back right there at the end. We had a personal foul penalty, too, on a throwing the player out of bounds. I tell you, he was in the motion of making the tackle on the sidelines and just threw him as he went out. And I think the guys talked about it, that if we're in a tighter ball game, maybe not going to get that call. But out of hand like this, 48-0, go ahead and make that call.
Right, you're exactly right. Just keeping the game in check. But anyways, that's not only penalties of the game. You can't ask for anything better than that.
Yeah, you really can't. Of course, Tisdale, we've seen him tonight. Two carries for 21 yards. J.D. Lee, four carries for 30 yards. Michael Barrett, 3 for 27, and the big three right now just seem to be carrying it right here for us for the Vikings.
Right, everybody's sharing the love tonight. Running back, right now we have five different running backs for a total of 88 yards, which doesn't sound like much, but we hadn't had that many drives. All our drives have been two plays, three plays, five plays, two plays. We had an interception return, and then we also had a three-play drive again as well.
Yeah, and really not a big field to work with as well. Only 9 first downs to 4 for the Bears. And as you say, not big numbers when you're looking at stats. Now, we do have 17 passes for 205 yards in the air, and that's big tonight as we've had great plays to Tavon Kyle, to Tyson Harris, as well as to Xavier Jenkins.
You're exactly right.
All right, we're going to take another five-minute break here on the Benefit Advisors and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime show. We come back, we'll be getting ready for the second half. And it's going to be a quick one, folks, because the game clock will be on a running clock in the second half, so it's going to go by quickly. We're going to take another five-minute break when we come back. You're listening to the Viking Radio Network right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.